rather aptly pointed out, we have this strange date on the calendar. Yudalid, Tesvav of Adar Rishon. The calendar calls it Purim Katan. Well, what connection does it have with Purim? You know, it's... There is a machlokes in the Gemara, we'll see, if one should conduct an leap year Purim and Adar Harishon and Adar Asheni. But the halacha has long ago decided that we conducted an Adar Asheni. So, and then we have, so what do we have on Purim Katan? We don't say Tachnun, we don't do Espedim. Okay. What do we want to? And is this really, and whatever we may have wanted, it seems really a non-essential point to the sugya at hand in Masechta Megillah. Now, yeah, we're going to learn from the Chasam Sofer the significance of Purim Katan, what the Gemara wanted with this, and in fact, it plays a central role, according to him, in understanding the entire sugya in the Gemara. Well, it seems to us to throw in a peripheral, you know, footnote. But according to the Chasam Sofer, it's central to our understanding of everything the Gemara is doing. In the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Megillah Vav Amud Beis, Koros and Megillah Ba'ad HaRishon, Venis Abra Hashona, and then they made a leap year. Now, we have a fixed calendar. So we know if it's going to be leap year or not. So if we decide to read the Megillah in 2 weeks, so we'll be knighted. But in those times, there were two situations when it was clear there would be a leap year. This year would be a leap year. Because if we didn't make this year a leap year, Yom Rishon Shel Pesach was approximately March 29th last year. So the calendar moves back 11 days. So it would move back till the 18th of March. That would be before the equinox. So it would be in the winter time. The Pesach has to be B'chodesh over. So this year we know it's going to be, even if the Sanhedrin stood, this year they would make a leap year. But there are other years that they don't decide until the last minute what they're going to do. There are varied reasons of the weather and the crops and what's the progress of the Oile Bovel, the ones that are coming from Bovel to bring the Korban Pesach. There was too much construction, too much snow and too much construction in Bovel this year. So they're behind. And as Chodesh Nisan approaches and we're getting reports of where they are, we realize that the present rate of events, they're not going to make the Korban Pesach. So that's one of the reasons the Sanhedrin would intervene and they would make a leap year. So meanwhile, Shvar ended, Adar began, there's no leap year in sight, so the 14th of Adar came, we gathered together, we read the Megillah, and we did everything else you're supposed to do on Purim. 10 days later, the Sanhedrin convened, and they decided, you know, this year we're making a leap year. So now there's Adar Hasheni. So what do? We read the Adalat Parshiyas and Adar Harishon. We read the Megillah, Matonos Levyonim, Mishlei Achmonos, but what are we supposed to do? So they weren't benighted. It's just that this was a late-breaking event. With this Abra Hashana, Kairin Oysa Ba'adah Sheni. So the town of the Mishnah Paskins, they definitely read the Megillah again Ba'adah Sheni. Ein Ben Adah Harishon La'adah Hasheni Yel Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'atunos Levyenim. And then he gives a statement, a summation, that there's no difference in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. The only distinction between the two, the critical distinction is that one can't be Yitzin and Megillah and Adar Rishon or Matonos Levyonim. He doesn't talk about the Dalet Parashiyas, nor does he talk about Sudas Purim, for that matter. So there's even a Rabbeinu Peretz, who's brought on the Leitz in the Torah, it's the last Ramon Shulchan Aruch Chor Chaim, and he used to make a bash, a big bash, and invite his friends. I knew that al Adar Harishon, because ain't been Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, alo Mikra Megillah and Tonus Lebenim. The whole Simcha, Vaistais, according to him, is supposed to take place in Adar Harishon too. So he made a big bash. No, the Kriyas Megillah with Matonas Levyonim. The Gemara connect. We'll see in a moment. What? If it sounds like that he held it was a chiyuv, yeah. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. That's why he's sachnished. If you hold Shalach Monos as part of the Suda, then you have to do it too. But that it's not brought. Hold the Inyan Seder Parshias. So our Mishnah said that the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni has to do with Mikra Megillah and Matonos Levyanim. But as far as the Dalit Parshias is concerned, Zevaz Eshoven. You can, if you read it in Adar Rishon, it's also fine. So the Gemara now says, Mani Mas Nisan. Who was the Tana of our Mishnah? We're going to find in the Tosefta there are three views of what's one supposed to do in this type of situation with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And none of the three match up with the Tana of the Mishnah. So who is this mysterious Tana of the Mishnah? The son. They read him Gilabad or Rishon. And then Sanhedrin came after Purim and they made a leap year. So the Tana Kama says, Kuran Oisab Adah Hashemi. You have to read the Megillah again in Adah Hashemi. Why should call Mitzvah? No, you go to Bashemi, no, you go to Barishan. All the Mitzvahs which can take place in the Sheni can take place in the Rishan, Chutz Mimikra Megillah. But note, he does not mention Matanos Lev Yonu. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yasi Yomer and Kuran Oisab Adah Hashemi. And the Gemara is later going to say this is even the Chatchila. According to Rebbe Lezer, in a leap year, if you know it's going to be a leap year, you celebrate Purim by the Harishan. Now I haven't figured out why this word Af is in the Gemara. Af Kuran Oisam Bada Rashani. Shukom Mitzvah Shanoigos Bashani and Noyagos Barishan don't take place. Unless he's intimating in the Af, the not only to say the Parshias, but even Mikra Megillah. But that's, I don't know why it's an Af, though. Mishoven, Behesped, Betainus, and all parties agree, as far as Hesped and Tainus is concerned, Shasurim, Bezeh, Bezeh, that Yudalar and Tesvov and Adar Harishan have the same Easter as Yudalar and Tesvov and Adar Hashemi. That everyone agrees. Mishim Ben Gamliel asked the Gemara, so before the Gemara wants to figure out what the problem is, first thing Gemara wants to say the following. Because both of them say that you read the Megillah by the Rashani. So where do they disagree? As Omar of Pop was say the Parshius Ika Benayu. The Tanakama saw the Chatchila Rashani. If you know it's a leap, you do it Rashani. If you obed Rishon, however, if you didn't know when you did it in other Harishon, obed, it's done. And you don't have to redo it. Barmi Mikra Megillah, the Avagav the Korob Rishon, Kroi Rashani. Mikra Megillah, you have to redo. The Velezim Rabbi Yeshi saw the Mikra Megillah, the Chatchila Rishon. Even Mikra Megillah can be done in the first month, not only the Parshias. Okay, that's a Chiddush. The Dalit Parshias, okay, it's Dizmada somewhere before Purim. If it was in Shvat, it's Ador, but it's Mechayiv was to be in a particular month. Purim, it says it's supposed to be on the 14th of Ador. Rav Shim ben Gamliel saw Barafila say the Parshias, even the Dalit Parshias, the Korobarish and Kroi B'Sheni, reread them in Ador Hasheni. So the one now says, Mani. E Tanakama. Now the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel both hold you reread the Megillah. So if it's the Tanakama, Kashi Matonis. The Tanakama does not say to give Matonis Lev Yonim a second. E Reb Elazar Rabbi Yose, it altogether can't be. Kashi Nami Mikra Megillah. He says, Mikra Megillah, you're not the Yaitzi Barishan. E Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kashi say the Parshias. Because he says everything of Kol Mitzvah is Noigus Barishon, ain't Noigus Barishon. So according to him, you have to redo the Seder Parshias too. So what did Mishnah say? Ain't Bain, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megillah Uvad. So the Gemara is going to give two terutz. So one is the simplest terutz, and that's the first terutz. But the Gemara is going to give a second terutz, which is a little bit more convoluted. But I believe the reason for the second terutz is the Gemara wants in the second terutz that the Mishnah should fit in with Rav Shimon Gamliel, since we pass in like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tomorrow it says the following. La'olam Tanakama. The Tanakama is the Tana of the Mishnah. So what's the problem with the Tanakama? He didn't mention Matanos Lev Yainim. The Torah Mikra Megillah, who did Matanos Lev Yainim? And he means to include in that Matanos Lev Yainim too. The Hobo Talya. The Gemara says the cities that read, right, there are cities, the first Mishnah and Megillah, they're allowed, the little towns are allowed to read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So the Suda, Simcha, they do on Yud Aleph. But Matonos Lev Yonim, they do on the day when they read the Megillah. Why? Lefish Aneim, Shal Neaniim, Nesuos, Lemikra Megillah. The Aneim know, the night of Mikram, the day of Mikram, Mikram Megillah, is a good time to show up. Why? The shul is packed, right? There are a few times a year the shul is packed at night. Tisha B'Av is packed at night. The Sefer Torah is packed at night. Yom Kippur is packed at night. And Purim, four nights a year, it's packed at night. Purim, there's a mitzvah of Matonos Lev Yonim, and people tend to be very much, you know, forthcoming on Purim, in a good mood. So this is a high profile, and you don't have to run around to everybody's house. You got them all, and every guy who wants shows up in shul. Every balabos is in shul. So you don't have to go knocking, running up and down the streets on doors. You just go around the shul, and you got them all. So this is the Fisha Hineim, Shalaneim, the Suos, and the Mikram Megillah. So we always, Matonos Lev Yonim always goes together with Mikram Megillah in one moment, in one place. So when he said Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah means Matonos Lev Yonim too, and he's the Tana of the Mishnah. That's the simplest view. Then the Gemara offers another possibility. According to the Mishnah, you don't have to review to say the Parshias, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have to review the Dalit Parshias again. And our Mishnah is missing words. I don't know if missing or it's implicit. Okay, there's a whole shayla with the grod that it means implicit at some level. And what the Mishnah does not comparing Ad HaRishon and Ad HaSheni, but rather it's comparing you to Purim Katan and Purim Gadol. Ein ben arba osa shabba Ad HaRishon liyudalat shabba Ad HaSheni yale mikra Megillah umatonis. Holy inya hespid v'tayne zebe ze shoven. Bilu say the parashiyus lamayri. Our Mishnah is not talking about say the parashiyus. Because our Mishnah is not looking at the whole month of Adar Aleph versus Adar Beis. It's just looking Yudalit and Tesvav and Adar Rishon versus Yudalit and Tesvav and Adar Sheni. So it's not in the subject. So if the Tanaz of Shimon Galil, yeah, he holds you have to do the Dalit Parashiyus again. But the Mishnah didn't address that subject. Then the Gemara goes on to say the following. Omer Abchia Bar Avin, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchas Sokar Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Shomer Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, he said in the name of Rabbi Yosi, and we tend to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Now, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two views: whether we were yoytzi the Megillah ba'ad Arishon, or we were not yoytzi ba'ad Arishon, only ba'ad Hasheni. Ushnei Mikra Echadoshim. Both views are based on the interpretation of one pasuk. It says it has to be done b'chol mishpocha, mishpocha, b'chol year, v'year, b'chol shana, b'shana. So why do we need b'chol shana, b'shana? If they made it a yontif, so obviously it's b'chol shana, b'shana. We don't have a yontif that we celebrate sometimes, and some years we don't celebrate it. So we have two interpretations. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Sovar, b'chol shana, b'shana, ma'chol shana, b'shana, meaning all the years have to be the same. Ma'kol shana b'shana ader asamach l'shvat, afkan ader asamach l'shvat. Rav Shimon Leo Sava b'chol shana b'shana, ma'kol shana b'shana ader asamach l'nisan, afkan ader asamach l'nisan. Now, at this point, this machloikus does not make a word of sense. A regular ader is next to shvat and it's next to nisan. So now when we split it in two, so on what basis are you going to tell me that we prefer the ader next to shvat or the ader next to nisan? So the Gemara is going to explain that there is which interpretation to take is based on another factor, and that's the machloikus, the real machloikus, or what's why Rabbi Elazar and Rav Shimon Gamliel have differing ideas. So the Gemara says the following: Bishlom Rabbi Elazar Rav Yosi b'stavr time. The Gemara says he has solid reasoning. Dein mavirin ala mitzvus. Now this is a very unusual case of in mavirin ala mitzvus. In mavirin ala mitzvus normally means, if I bump into one mitzvah, I should do that mitzvah, and I can't put that mitzvah away and pass over it to do a different mitzvah instead. So that's why when we set up a talis bag, the tefillin should be further back than the talis. We're supposed to do the minigas to put on the talis first. So first we reach the talis, we shouldn't reach the tefillin first, otherwise we're getting into a problem of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Now this usage of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs of the Gemara here is a very a chiddush to use. If I have two mitzvahs and I bump into one first, tell me in mavirin ala mitzvahs. If I decide that the Megillah is Ba'adar Hasheni, there is no mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon. So how can you tell me because of Ein Mavir and Allah mitzvahs? So Rabbi Lazar added a chiddush to our understanding of Ein Mavir and Allah mitzvahs, meaning to say, if there's an opportunity to do the mitzvah, I can make the mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon and Ba'adar Hasheni. So don't bypass the opportunity to get the mitzvah in, to create the mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon and push it off Ba'adar Hasheni. But this is a very chiddushic use of Ein Mavir and Allah mitzvahs. And the Chassam Sofer I finally found, I always wondered about it from the time I learned this Gemara, that the Chassam Sofer picks up on this, and we'll see later what he does with this. But Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my timer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi said, that's us. Ein Mavir and Allah mitzvahs is a general Shas klal. So what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doing? Omar Rav Tevi, timer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mismach gula legula odav. There's the gula of Nisan of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the gula, the salvation from Haman. So we want to have a season of redemption. So to have Purim Ba'adar Rishon and 2 months later is Pesach, as if it's not, you know. This way, we go straight from Purim, it's 30 days before Pesach, we roll right into Pesach. So it's a season of redemption. Mismach gula lula gula, we should be focused for an entire month on the Yeshuas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings for Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting, when in the Gemara in Tainus, when the Gemara says, Meshenichnas Ador Marvin B'Simcha, Rashi says it means Adar and Nisan. Rashi on the spot, there in Tainus. So that fits with this idea of Mismach Gula Lagula. That's the Gemara. The Gemara goes off to this, another limit for the Tanakhama, whatever, and he needs to remove them, fine. But that's not our issue at the moment. So let's now, Chassam Sofer, as a phenomenal insight into this Gemara. Chassam Sofer writes the following. Da, he says. Now let me first. The first step that he takes is a brisker concept. It's interesting. I saw once that Rabbi Chaim said in Rabbi Kiva Eiger, there are eight different types of lumdus that you can find in the writings of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. One type of lumdus is brisk. One of those eight is brisk. Now Chassam Sofer here is a very, what he's saying, his approach to the Gemara is a very brisker type approach. Let me explain to you what he does before I give you the general outline and then we'll follow it through. The Chassam Sofer asserts, and he says he has proof from the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that to acknowledge a nes that the Rabbeinu Shalom has done for us is a mitzvah deraisa. It's not a mitzvah with the Rei Seferim, it's not a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah with the Rei. So whenever a nes takes place, I have to acknowledge that nes, and that's a derisa of the Gachiv. How we do that? Well, the Tanakh legislated for us, in Mordechai and Esther, we should read the Megillah on Purim. The Rabbanon of the time of the Bayis Sheni, in the mid-Bayis Sheni, legislated on Chanukah, we should light Neiros. So what comes out is the following. The lighting of the Neiros is a din d'rabbanon. But in brisk terms, the kiyum, the mitzvah that we fulfill, is a d'raisa d'ka mitzvah. Because we're acknowledging a nes. The acknowledgement of a nes is d'raisa. The format of how that there's a particular format to do it, that's d'rabbanon. But the kiyum, in brisk terms, is a d'raisa d'ka kiyum. This is it. What? If tefillah is deraisa, yeah, similarly. Whatever it may be, tefillah may be more open. Whatever, I don't want to get sidetracked. But this is a very brisker notion. It's a classical brisker insight, a very useful insight in many places, but a classical brisker insight. So the Chassam Sofer says the following. So we start off that there is a need. Midiraisa, I don't need any legislation. When a nest takes place, I have to acknowledge the nest. So Chassam Sofer says the following. He says, Mashma, the Ika Purim B'chanaka D'oraisa. There's really a Gemara in Tainus that's B'mashma that Pursuma Nisa is a D'oraisa. In simple Lashon, a Gemara is Mashma that we're in Tainus. And he says, he also wants to offer another insight, which I'm a little surprised at. Because this only touches, Purim L'chayra. I'm not so sure that it touches Chanukah. You could say it touches Chanukah, and because he says the following. The Moran Daf Yudalit says, that we have to recognize the ness of Purim. Here, let's get the Gemara Yudalad. Here we are. Says, all the Tarboim Vishmon and Nevi'im. There were 48 Nevi'im, Vishav and Nevi'is, and 7 Nevi'is, Nisnabulam and Yisrael, that were sent to bring the Vuah to Klal Yisrael. 55 people. There were, who knows, more than 1 million Nevi'im, but they were not sent with the Shlichus to Klal Yisrael. That was part of their own Avodah. And all of these 55 Nevi'im, below Pichasu, below Yisrael, Mashakosu, they didn't add to the Torah, nor did they subtract from the Torah. Chutz, with one exception, Mimikra Megillah. They were Mechadish, a new mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So my drush, Dorush, where did they derive this from? It's Omer Abchia Barav and Omer Abishub and Korcha, Umam, Yavdus, Lecheiros, Amin, and Shira. When we went out of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim had a vested interest in keeping us alive. We were their slaves. They just wanted to enslave us. They weren't out to kill us. And we say, Shira, Misa Lechayim, Lo Kol Shekain, so how could you not celebrate on Purim? Now, maybe the Chassam Sofer means that Hanukkah ultimately reached a point because we were not willing to submit to Yovan, that it became Sakonos Nefoshes too, that people got killed. So maybe he's putting that together with this. But that's, as I said, for my purposes today, a side point. Oh, now he says the following. So Midoraisa is a din to be makir in this. Eladish Sogi B'Shum Zecha. The Ness. Any Zeichel Ness you make suffices. As long as this is Zeichel Ness, you want to run around up and down Main Street with a flag saying, Hayyim, the Rabbanu Shalom saved us from Haman. That's also fine. Whatever Zeichel Ness you make is fine. However, V'anshik Ness Zagdoyla Tiknu Likros Megillah B'Simcha Mishta. They made a whole story. V'chein B'Chanukah Tiknu Chashmono Haim Neirus, the light Neirus. The whole is a Divrei Kabbalah Udrabanan, right? So the point of the Megillah is with Divrei Kabbalah, it's in Tanakh, and Chanukah is with Udrabanan. Aval, min ha-Torah, mechuyiv lasa shum zeichel enes. We don't need the Rabbanan to come along and enact legislation. Min ha-Torah wa mechuyiv to make a nes, to make a zeichel enes. He cites a Radvaz, quoted in the Magi of the Mishnah Lamelech. Now he says that the problem is, well, this reason Magdimin. Well, this reason Magdimin, what he brings is Doicha Lasas Mitzvah Menamuvchar. That this is old child. There's a Raya from a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Psochem, I think. There's a Raya that, a pretty clear Raya, that if you have a choice, it's reason Magdimin or Mitzvah Menamuvchar. That the reason Magdimin takes precedence. This is what he brings from the Radvaz. That takes precedence over mitzvah ben amufchar, to do it with Zerizus. V'im kein kosher, he says, now I have a bomb kasha on the Gemara. Kevin the mechuyov min ha-Torah likvo a zeichel and es, there's a chiv to make a zeichel and es. Good, so the zeichel should be on a day which is associated with the nes. That's how we make the zeichel. Imkin my time o dacha o la adar sheni. So why did they push Purim off the adar sheni? Rishim smichas gula l'tfila. Hallow's reason Magdimin odif tveis. Reason Magdimin is certainly more significant. It's a deraisadika principle. This mismach gula l'tfila is some amachshava, a raya, a rayon. But to put it on the level of a din deraisa, like reason Magdimin the mitzvahs, but reason Magdimin is so it's mitzvah and a mufchar. Okay, fine. You think so? But Lamaisa is the reason Magdimin should still take precedence. So now, let's note the following. It's the reason Magdimin is shayach to the mitzvah deraisa, not to the dinei derabbanan. Why? There is a mitzvah deraisa to be makir the nes. And that I don't need any legislation. That's without any legislation. They never made Purim and they never made Chanukah. We are mechuyev to be makir the nes on the day of the nes. So since we're mechuyev, there's a dinner's reason Magdimin. So that, and Yudalit Ador Rishon is a day which there's no reason it's not appropriate. Gemara has no reason that it's not appropriate. That being the case, so what would give me the right to wait till Adar HaSheni to do that mitzvah, to acknowledge the Ness? So the Chasam Sofer says, "V'nirali mishum hochi tiknu midino ba'adorishim yudalad v'tesvo lesser hesped v'tainus al kaponim." That's the din of hesped v'tainus. It's not some afterthought, just a line thrown into the Gemara which has no connection with anything. No, that's the side fact of the entire sugya. That since they made an Easter hesped v'tainus ba'adorishim, the yotzu was a chayva deraisa. Also, shum zeichel anes. We made a zeichel anes. Now that we made a zeichel anes, now we can start the pilpul of our sugya. What?
Moshev
al tasa. But there's an acknowledgement to the nes. Amazing. So now we can start a pilpul. There's no din. We don't have a mitzvah to rabbanon. The mitzvah doesn't exist. No. When the time comes to read the Megillah, there's a reason Magdimon. So if I legislate to do it by the Sheni, you do it by the Sheni. There's no mitzvah by the Rishon. So you can't bring in the reason Magdimon at this point in the Sugya. In the mitzvah, the Raisa, which is before any rabbinic legislation or Mordechai and Esther's legislation and the Rekabala, that exists. So the mitzvah to acknowledge an Esther. That's a Raisa to get in. So there is the reason Magdimon. But in reading the Megillah, there's no reason Magdimon, because tell me when I'm a chayiv, then I'll do it right away. I have no chayiv yet. So now, since we're on the, now we're up to a din derabbanan now. So midrabbanan, he said, they had the right, once they were mekayim, the din deraisa, so midrabbanan, they were free to choose, so that they took care of. So the mitzvah deraisa, which reason Magdimon is taken care of. Now we want to make a new mitzvah. Okay, pick one you want to make it. You want to make it another Rishon, you want to make it another Hasheni. So Rabbi Lezer said, we'll make it an Adorishin. And we decided that no, we're going to push it off to Adorashini because of Mismach Gula Lagula. So that's when we legislated, Mordechai and Esther legislated to make the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. But they were at an open field because the mitzvah deraisa has already been fulfilled. So it comes out, and he makes someplace else, somebody brought me a piece, I don't know, from some other sefer of the Chasam Sofer, where he comes back to this, and I think there he makes the point that Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos is a general principle throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. So what does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagree here? For the reason that I told you, that's only I have to fill in and I have a talus. I have to do both of them. So I should bump into the talus first, not to violate Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos. But here I don't have a mitzvah yet. Where it's up in the sky. When should I make the mitzvah? Right? It's Vadarishan Adashani. So when I come to Yudalad, well, we said you should do it Vadarashani. So there is no mitzvah now. To use Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos to choose Adarishan as the place to make the Chiyuv when there was no Chiyuv, Shimon Gamliel says we don't use Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos in such fashion. So Rabbi Yisrael, what comes forth out is that Purim Katan, it is not just some whimsical day, and not just a day that we just all deal goes down in Jewish history for. Well, it wasn't also ran. You know, Rabbi Lezer tried to push it as Purim, and he didn't make it. You know, his colleagues didn't bite. And we don't say Tachnun, and we don't make a hesped in our own fast. That, according to the Chasam Sofer, this is, in fact, our whole ability to have Purim in Adar Hasheni is only because of Purim Katan. Lulei, if we could, let's say we would decide we can't celebrate Purim in 2 days, we would have to make the Kriyas HaMegillah in Adar HaRishon. It happens to me, we can make it in 2 days, so we'll do the Deraisa Dikr Chiyav in Adar HaRishon and the Chiyav Midirei Kabbalah by Adar Hasheni. But if we could not divide it, let's say we said we can only have one celebration of Purim, whatever it is, some new din we'll find. The Zohar says you can't celebrate Purim twice in a year. So we would have to do it by Adar HaRishon. It's only because we have by Adar HaRishon the ability to acknowledge the Nes that we can celebrate Purim, that we call Purim by Adar HaSheni. So this little obscure din of Shovim Behesped V'Tainus of Purim Katan, according to the Chasam Sofer, is the sole basis which allows us to be Kovei Purim Ba'Adar HaSheni. And lulei this, we would not be able to have Purim b'Adar Hasheni. So this is no longer some just marginal footnote. Oh, by the way, there's this strange thing, and for some odd reason we call it Purim Kopen, you know? Like, you know, never, we acknowledge the loser, you know? We had a vote, a showdown among the Chazal, and this is the day that lost. So we put it down in history as Purim Kopen, you know? The loser Purim, the one that didn't make it. So the Chasam Zogar says, no, we don't have it, we missed the boat. With the rice, so this is the celebration of Purim. Maybe. You could add that too. If he held like the Chasam Sofer, maybe. That would add to it. But this is, I'd say, is a phenomenal, phenomenal insight, Rabbi Yisai. A phenomenal insight of the Chasam Sofer. You know, repaints a new picture for us. One that is impossible for us to see and one we can never conceive of. And yet before the Chasam Sofer, it was clear.
So without his explanation, we have no reason why we wouldn't be masked on.
Yeah, well, what in the world do we want without the Harishon? That we shouldn't have Hesped B'tayin? For what reason? It's not Purim. We don't fast like Rebbe Lezer. What rhyme or reason is there for what we do? No, so that's what Chasam Sofer is amazing. He takes an obscure halacha that we all just sort of pass by each year, you know, and we're happy that we skipped Tachlin, and we go on, but that's it, but with no substance, no class. Why in the world are we skipping Tachlin? What's the significance? And if there's some reason, why we call that for anything? Why are we calling it Purim Kotlin? It's interesting, it's Purim Kotlin only in a certain regard, it's really Purim Godl, because it's the rice of the Kikiyam. It's Purim Kotlin only vis-a-vis in terms of how far we go and how what we do, it's Purim Kotlin. But this is Kotlin that's Godel Gedola Eichos. Because the Kotlin is our Kotlin Godel Yiyya. Is the celebration of the Derais of the Kedin.
Mitzvah
Svichos Kavala.
That means we should all think
on the Dalai. Oh, that's right. Yeah. But I was skipping Tachnan. I should have Simchas Purim. That Li Layan is a good suggestion. I think. Well, right before we skip the Tachnan, or right after, we should make a L'chaim and celebrate Purim, you know, so before Ashrei, so everyone will know, make sure they have, you know, the right kavana. And then he moved on to skip Tachnan, the shame. So this is Rabbi Yisai, a phenomenal, phenomenal Chasam Sofer. I mean, just eye-opening. Now, I tried a little bit. Now, the Chasam Sofer, from the Chasam Sofer, it's very clear. If I ask you which is the real Ador, so the answer in the Chasam Sofer is both. The Chasam Sofer does not have a preference one over the other. According to the Chasam Sofer, the Derais of the Kikiyam is an Ador Arishon, the Kikiyam of the Rekabola is by Ador Hasheni. So both of them are Ador. And that's really implicit in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, well, listen, Ador Arishon could be it, and Ador Hasheni. So the Gemara says, well, what's the yardstick? It's not this is Iker or that's the Iker. Either Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs or Mismach Gula L'Gula. That's the exchange. But Be'etzem means without an outside factor controlling. And neither of them addresses which is the real Ador. That's not the nature of the... Each of them is using an outside factor to determine when we should read the Megillah. But it doesn't tell me anything about the nature of Ador. Now we do find, and that's one of the things, I'll come back to this probably in Shabbos morning, whatever, I'll touch it now. I don't want to shleimus the inyan, I don't want to leave it out. But I asked last Shabbos that we find the Rambam and Tosfos hold that if a person, it's a simon reish chof, sif ches in Yerodeya, that if a person, let's say, made a shvur, he wants to stop smoking. So he made a shvur until Rosh Chodesh Adar, I'm not going to smoke. So the Shulchan Aruch says by Adar Harishon is off the hook. The Rambam says if he knows it's Ibur Yor, like this year, he knows it's in Zabar Shana, like this year that we knew the whole year, and he made it Rosh Hashanah time, so he has to wait until Adar Hasheni. So the Shach, I believe, quotes it, and there's a Tosfos, or the Mari Mintz brings it. Tosfos says one of the reasons for this is because Adar Hasheni is the real Adar. So I said, Lechair is Nechnista from a Mefurash Gemara. Our Gemara did not use that. No one claimed that one is more the real Ador than the other. Someone in the Gemara's Maskana, how's that going to come about? So then I realized something else. They're talking in the din of the Doram and Shavuos. The Doram and Shavuos have to do with Kavana, what people mean. You have to understand what they're saying. The Shach says it may also apply to Shtoris. In those two contexts, it's very easy to understand. If I asked everyone in this room, Rabbi Yisai, tell me which is the real Ador. The real deal, Ador Harishon, Ador Hasheni. There's nobody here that would vote for Ador Harishon. Ador Harishon, this is, you know, some trumped up story. We call it Ador Harishon, like the little brother. Ador Hasheni is the real. How do you know? Listen, Rabbi, when do we celebrate Purim? So when we talk about Ador, we're not talking about Ador Harishon. We're talking about Ador Hasheni. That's what Tosis means. Tosis means in Hilchos Shavuos in a dorm. You want to know what's the kavanah of a person? When a person says Ador, he means Ador Hasheni. He doesn't mean a stump person, does not mean a yid, doesn't mean Ador Harishon when he says Ador. It's not the deal. And in Shtoros also, when we write a shtar, when we write Ador, what do we generally mean when we write Ador? So good, it's good if you write Ador Harishon, Ador Hasheni, we spell everything, but if we didn't spell it out, Mistavru, we meant Ador Hasheni. That's the real Ador as far as we're concerned. So when it says Ador, it means Ador Hasheni. Now this sheds no light at all, and the truth, on the subject, for example, of when to conduct a yahrzeit, or when to become a mitzvah. I mean, both of them, you know, despite, I mean, there are some achronim that talk in these terms, but the Mari Mintz in his discussion does not really get into the fact. This is the real Ador, the Ador Rishon, the Iker Ador is Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni. To the contrary, the Mari Mintz, and he's the one that says to conduct the Yortzeit in the first Ador, he's the one that basically poo-poos the idea of the Ador Rishon being the real Ador altogether, okay? That's, which is a problem in its own right. But when we're dealing with the Dorum, Shavuos and Shtoros, so it's easy, we can understand. Those all have to do with the way people look at things. And we look at it that Ador Hasheni is the real Ador. So that's where Purim comes in. It's not because it's the real Ador. There would be no basis to say that that's Purim, because the Gemara didn't use that as the basis. The Gemara used the basis Mismach Gula Legula. But in our parlance, we look at Ador Hasheni as the real Ador. Yes. So in terms of, you want to know from the strict halachic yardstick brisk, Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni, it's all the same. So you have a mitzvah and Ador Sheni. We'll come to that Shabbat. We started to talk about it the last Shabbos morning. Maybe this Shabbos morning we'll talk again about it.
Ador has to be close to Pesach. Isn't that the Gemara?
That's what our Gemara said. This is the Ador that's somuch, but the Gemara didn't say Ador. The Gemara said we should do the Megillah in Ador Hasheni so that the Purim should be close to Pesach, not Ador. The Gemara referred both of them as Ador. Both of them. One is Ador Asamach L'Shvat, one is Ador Asamach L'Nisan. I don't know. I'd like to know if there's such a svara, because there are those that hold that Ador Harishon is basically a subset of Shvat. It's supposed to be, there's a Rashi, I'm told, by whatever. One of my chaverim was a big bucky. I met him today. He told me there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah that, of course, said Ador Harishon is like Shvat. So I don't know how they're going to learn the Gemara here. But that's a different problem. You know, I don't see how, at the end of the day, somehow, that once you put Purim into it, that became the Iker Ador, right? And the other one is Ois Ador.
Megillah says you have to read on the 14th of Chodesh Ador.
Yeah, so
maybe once the halacha we pass in that you have to read on a particular Ador,
yeah.
And by definition, that becomes...
Maybe, I don't know, maybe some...
The real Ador, they wouldn't have given a reason for this book.
No, it only becomes
the real Ador.
Maybe it only becomes the real Ador after the Psak, because the Psak is, because we saw the Gula has seen the second Ador, and the Megillah says you got to read in the 14th of Adar, then the male of Psak makes that Adar becomes Adar.
You know, I would wish that would be true. I've contemplated the Svara, but as I say, I'm not so confident in the Svara. I mean, I've thought of it, you know, out loud, but I'm not convinced, far from convinced, that it's correct. You know, as I said, I'm sympathetic to it. I would like it to be true. I'll answer a lot of things that are Shver Levush and Shver Rashi and whatever. But as I say, I'm not convinced that that's the case. Oh. So, it's a fascinating idea that Purim has a Kiyum D'Oraisa to it. It's also not an idea, and Hanukkah has a Kiyum D'Oraisa. We're not used to thinking in those terms. We're not used to thinking in those terms.
Technically, I would think they're not
Minatora,
though, because they're not
Chagim
that come
directly from... That's true. The format is with the Rabbanon, but the Kiyum, what with that which we fulfill, is a Deraisa Dika Mitzvah.
There are no traditions
that have the Kiyum that can recognize. It looks like not. You know, there has to be something which basically the Chidah said affected all of Klal Yisrael, and it happened in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there are not so many, you know, things that fit that bill. We had such a level of atzola. I mean, one could have imagined, I don't know why, when they were on Nitzel from Sancheriv, you could imagine they might have had, you know, some celebration to mark that. You know, that was, Lechair was an Eretz Yisrael, and Roiv Klal Yisrael was saved, and the Torah was a phenomenal Torah. I mean, Sancheriv, you know, swept away the entire Middle East before him. And I'm told that, you know, the historians, you know, Afro Lepumum, you know, they didn't want to believe that there was an army that was so large of 80,000 people. But they found, like, the archives of Sancheriv, that have a cuneiform tablet, something like that. And it tells the story that they went off to conquer Yerushalayim and they sent 80,000 soldiers. It's all there. The whole story is there, except the ending. The ending is not written there. That they didn't write down. That they were utterly destroyed, the gates of Yerushalayim. You know, that they didn't write. But, you know, they were destroyed in Eretz Yisrael, Alad Masakaydish. So, a different notion of what you say, what's Purim Kotlin?
So sort of the reason for all those Yom Tovim and Megillas
Tainus,
for the same reason?
Probably, that all the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus were also acknowledgement of days of Yeshua.
Why would he keep
whatever, after whatever the reason of Butler Megillas Tainus, the Chazal, whatever is held to a certain point, maybe because of the Tzoros or whatever, that, you know, that we don't observe it anymore, of Butler Megillas Tainus, except, you know, for Hanukkah, basically. So, as we begin Adar, I mean, according to the Chasam Sofer, this is much as Adar as Adar Hasheni is Adar. And there's a celebration inherent in this month. The Rovina Peretz, it's interesting, the very last Ramah, an Or HaChaim, quotes, in fact, that there are some that are Marba Besuda, Willi Nog Ukein, and that's the Rovina Peretz that the Torah quotes. And then he ends with a very interesting phrase, V'toiv Leiv Mishta Tomet. You know, a good-hearted person, a good-natured person should party regularly. That's the way the Ramah ends. So Chassidim say that the Shulchan Aruch begins with the Shnei Tvidim in Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, somebody, I think maybe in the Shari Tshuva, one of the Achronim brings it. It's not a Chassidish of order, it precedes the Chassidim. That the Shulchan Aruch begins with Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, and it ends with Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomet. So those are the Shnei Tmidim Kilchosan. That's what a person's supposed to have his whole life. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed and Simcha. So some say, I think the Chofetz Chaim learns, that when the Ramah says Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomet, the Ramah is sort of encouraging us to embrace the view of the Rabbeinu Peretz, that we should, you know, party on Yudalad Adarishan. That's the way the Chofetz Chaim seems to take the ending phrase with Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomet, is that even though we're not knowing like that, the Rambam says it would be a good idea to embrace the view of the Rabbeinu Peretz. So that's why, according to him, right, as I pointed out, it says the sole difference is Mikra Megillah and Matanas Levayin. Suda's Purim is not mentioned, because maybe according to him you make the Suda twice, Ba'ad HaRishon and Ba'ad HaSheni. So, rather interesting idea. Whatever it is, whatever your ribuy is, you know, add a little bit. You know, I heard that in England there was a minig, and I know it obviously traced back to Eastern Europe, but I heard once from someone that if it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, like they made an extra kugel, you know, to acknowledge the day, you know, something special. Whatever.
Not just
Yidala,
but
Rosh Chodesh. No, but Yidala was on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. That's what people. But this Yidala means to be Marba. You know, they say, I think that the Shaila is, Mishenichtas Ador Marba Besimcha. So Mishenichtas of Mamatim Besimcha. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole ream of halachas, what Mishenichtas of Mamatim Besimcha is. When it comes to Mishenichtas Ador Marba Besimcha, the Shulchan Aruch is silent and doesn't tell us anything. So what's the Ribi Asimcha? But the only thing that we're told is if you have a din Torah with a guy, take him to court in Ador. Okay, but that's l'chara not the mishnichtas Ador marvim b'simcha. So I think they say in the name of the stipler, said you should make an extra l'chaim every day. As I duchtuch. That's so. Some say that's the joke. Some say when do you, until it says mishnichtas Ador marvim b'simcha, you keep hearing, you know. But Pashtus Rashi says, we should listen to Marvin Simcha as an Adar and Nisan.
Did he mean if you drink regularly, you take an extra one, or even if you don't drink at all?
Whichever one. The guys that don't drink regularly, I'm afraid to tell them to do it. They'll take one and they'll be sauced the whole day. They don't know what hit them, you know.
Well, my, so we do, whatever it means, we could be saving Shnechnas Adar for Adar also.
That's also a shaila. It's an achronish shaila. Which one it means?
According to some sofer.
Could be. According to some sofer, probably should mean Adar Aleph too. Okay.